Shalom Aleichem Rabbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuv, daf Lamed Gimel. We're here on Lamed Beis and Beis, three lines up, Chovel B'Chaveru Nami. Again, just to recap, we had a stira, we had a contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Makos. Again, our Mishnah said that if a person rapes Rachman Al-Tlan his sister, so he pays a fine. The Mishnah in Makos said if he rapes his sister, he gets Malkos, right, if he gets warned for it. So which is it? Right? Do you pay the money or do you get the Malkos? So we had two ways to understand Ula. And Rabbi Yochanan Ula said it depended on how old the girl is. Could be that there was no fine in the case of Makos. And Rabbi Yochanan had said that what was the difference? Right, that there was no Hasra. Right, that there was no Hasra in our Mishnah, and there was Hasra in the other Mishnah. The implication being that according to Ula, anytime you have money and Malkus, you'll pay the money and not get the Malkus. And the other way for Rabbi Yochanan would say anytime you have Malkus and Mamon, you would get Malkus. So now each one of them has to deal with the psukim that we've been talking about by Edom Zomim and by Chol L'Chavero, if you damage your friend, because it's clear over there that you do pay. So what would Rabbi Yochanan do with the psukim by Edom Zomim? So that's how we ended off yesterday, that Edom Zomim has a specific pasuk to teach me that they will pay money, and that's what we're really picking up over here, Chol L'Chavero Nami. Right, Michti, right, we also have a pasuk by Chol L'Chavero, because the pasuk says, Kasher Asa, so why does it have to say also afterwards that's what you have to give him, right? You should do like he tried to do. That's what you do to the damager. And then the pasuk says you should give it to him as well, right? It's a double lashon. So davar sheyesh ponasina, right? Umaynihu mamon. So that pasuk teaches me that you would pay the money, right? You have a specific pasuk to tell me that you pay money, even though the rule is according to Rabbi Yochanan that you get malchus and mamon, you get malchus. But the pasuk here says by damages, right? So then you pay specifically. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, my time of the Amar Ka'ula. Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold like Ula? Right, if you remember yesterday, Ula had Tagas Gzera Shava. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold that? So the Gemara says, Imkain Bitalta Ervas Achoscha Lozagalev. Because if that's true, right, that again, that you're going to pay money in the case where you rape your sister, Rachmana Litzlan, and you don't get Malkus, so then there is no, you've got written another pasuk, and the pasuk says it's an isser, right, to sleep with your sister, right? That seems to be an isser, right? Obviously, you get kares, but if you get warned, you get malchus, right? So that would get rid of, right, that isser, quote unquote, of doing so. So the Gemara says, well, some of this, the same thing is true by damaging someone, because it can be taught to Lo Yosef Ben Yosef. The pasuk says, right, you have to get malchus. You get malchus when you hit your friend. And Edom Zomim Nami, so do by Edom Zomim, okay, because then Batalta Vahia and Benakos Arasha. And the Pazuk says you have to give Malkus to Edom Zomim. Right, so Ella, the Gemara says, first of all, Ella, Edom Zomim, Afshel Kiyomu Ben Gushu Vecholitza, right? First of all, you can give Malkus to an Edom Zomim, right? So first off in Malkus. And if the guy is trying to make the Kohen into a Ben Gushu Vecholitza, that case, you don't make the Edom. Again, usually you put the punishment that the Edom are trying to give to the guy, you put that on the Edom, but here that's a biological fact. You can't make them, right, especially if they're not Kohanim, but if they are Kohanim, as Rashi says at the beginning of the Masechta, so then you would not necessarily make them a Megusha Mechalutza, you give them Malkus. So that is one way to be Mekayim in the Mitzvah, by the Halacha of giving Malkus to Edom Zomim. So Chovu B'Chaveru Nami, you could also give Malkus in a specific case where someone damages someone and someone hurts him, right? Ikala Kaima, you could fulfill that halacha of giving malchus. Right? You could, if the damage itself was not shavapruta, Rashi says that all of the payments would not be a shavapruta. Right? The Rishonim are not so happy with that, but okay, fine. But if the damage is, right, you kind of flicked him with your finger, right? And he caused damage, is less than shavapruta. So then you give him malchus, right? Probably not worth it, right? Okay? And a chosonami, so the Gemara just says, yeah, and by your sister also, ikalakaima bel chosubagaras, right? You can figure out, right, that a case where you could give malchus by the case where she's a bogaris, right? There is no fine, right? So again, so that doesn't work. So that doesn't work, meaning, so why didn't he say, again, we asked the question, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, like, Ula, but he says, because then you've gotten rid of the halakha of giving malchus in all these cases. Well, Gemara just said, well, I just found you three cases where we would give malchus in those cases. The Gemara says, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say like Ula? Ella, so not Ella, but Amar Lecha Rabbi Yochanan would say, Hai Takas Asherina, Miboyle Kedah Baye. Right? If you remember, Ula's Gzera Shavuah is Takas Takas. So Rabbi Yochanan simply uses The tachas, one of the tachas psukim, refer to a different halacha. Right? Amar Kala Pazik says, Damar Abaya, yeah, Amar Kala Pazik says, tachas asher ina, it's a high tachas asher ina, mechlad yikabosh zubugam. Meaning that the Pazik says, the 50 shekel payment that goes to the father is specifically for the bia. Right? But, implication is that there's other, right, other payments here as well. That the 50 shekel is just for the bia. There are other things as well that he's chayev for, right? The boshas, the embarrassment of the gal, and the damages, right, that he's caused to her value on the market. So the Gemara says, "But Ula, okay, so why doesn't Ula doesn't hold that pasuk? So how does he learn tagas? Not from the lake of the Rava, right? He learns that from Rava. Damar Rava, Amar Rava, Nasana Isha Shochev Yimal Avi Anara Chamishim Kesef. I says specifically, the guy who sleeps with her, right, pays 50 shekel, 50 silver pieces, which is a lot of money. Hanashchiva Chamishim, right? The sleeping, right, is 50. Right, Mechal Deika Boshes Begam, implying that there are other payments, right, for Boshes and Begam. Okay, fine, good. Now, going back, we said yesterday that Yad B'Yad Regal Baraga, right, that Adim Zomim, right, a chayiv, money, right, and not malchus. Was it Yad B'Yad? Was that the pasuk? I'm not sure. All right, we darshan doubt that basically that Adim Zomim might pay money and not malchus. I'm not going to find it now, but let's just go right there. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Elazar says, Adim Zomim, Mamona, Mishal, and Malchus, the lucky, Mishun, Delav, B'nei Hasran, in it. So Rabbi Elazar says a different reason. There's a different reason why the Adim Zomim are going to pay and not get malchus is because you can't give them Hasra, or you can't give them Hasra for the malchus, right? Malchus is punishment based and requires Hasra, you have to have a warning. So Adim Zomim, you don't have a warning. So therefore they can't get malchus. So that's a different reason. Forget the pasuk. Right? You just simply, technically, you can't give them malchus. Rabba says teda, and I'll prove it to you. Because nisri b'hu emas. Because when are you warning them? Nisri b'hu meikara, if you'll say you'll warn them originally, meaning like before the whole thing goes down, if you look at Rashi meikara, yomo shah kodem sheyidu ha'edus, right? Either a day or even an hour before their testimony. So it's Amri, they'll say that ishtayon, that they forgot. Nisri b'shas ma'aseh, if you tell them right before, so parsha lo masadeh, so you'll freak them out, right? They won't testify. So nisri b'sof, if you warn them afterwards, so ma'adahava hava, what do you mean? So that's after. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good kasha. That's not a good source, because maskeh l'abaye, Abaye says, nisri b'sof k'edibor. Why don't you just warn them literally right before they make the testimony? Right, that's a tokeh k'edibor. Right before they make they make their edus, and therefore it's considered to be right before. They're not going to be able to forget. And Maskeva Rav Acha Breda Rav Ika Rav Nishri Bumei Karav and Yemazbu Beremuze. And another suggestion is you could warn them, let's say an hour before, and then remind them or just hint to them. Oh, by the way, right, you should remember. So Hadabi Amar Abayis that went back and said Lav Milzu Dami. So I'm not actually. That wasn't actually good kasha, right? He said, well, why did you warn them to Kedi Dibur? Says it's not actually good kasha. Because the whole thing is not a good kasha. Because if you would tell me that Adim Zomim require Hasra, right, he lo masrinim behu, and if you don't warn them, then lo kakalinim behu, then you don't kill them. But that's not true. Mika midi the inu boro kato blo Hasra, the inu boro Hasra. Right, it can't be that the guy himself, right, is going to be. They want what happened? These guys are trying to kill somebody, right? They didn't actually warn him, right? And then, and so they could kill him theoretically, right? I mean, this guy who they accused of, I don't know, murder of Lodazar or whatever, and then they're gonna get killed, right? But they need, meaning he doesn't need a warning to get killed because he could get killed by these Adim, but they do need a warning to get killed in Beis Din. So, because that doesn't work. Why? Why? Not aside from the fact that it's not fair. Rabbein and Vasis and Lokasher Zomim Lasses Lachiv Leleka. When you have the pasuk at the beginning of Mesachos Makos talks about Kasher Zomim, you have to do exactly like you tried to do to this guy. So this guy, right, could have been killed without a warning. So too, the Edim also need to be able to be killed without a warning. So Maskelar of Sama Breid of Yirmia, Sama Breid of Yirmia says, what do you mean? Hold on. Elamayata, that's true. Ben Gush Mechalutza and the Lomi Kasher Zomim Kamar Bei. Right, Levi Yisrael. Well, if that's true, the beginning of Mako says that a Ben Gushim and Chalutza, a person testifies that their Kohen is a Cholal, and their Adim Zomim, they get Malchus. So, and that, we don't learn that from Kasher Zomim, because that's a different punishment, right? That's a different thing that they learned, that they tried to do to this Kohen. Right? They get a different punishment, so we learned out from Avaya bin Akosar Rasha, either Daf Bezman Bez or Gimel Bez, I don't remember. But we learn from a different possibility that they get Malchus. So if it's not from Kasher Zomim, so they should require Hasra. So Gemara says, Amakra, Mishpat Echad, Yelachem, and Mishpat Hashav, Alekulam, yeah, but you have a pasuk that says there's one halacha for all of this, and you have to make it equal, right? You have to make it the same, right, across all Edom, Zalman. Okay. All right, now, again, another, once you're presenting me with another makor, right, we've tried to have another makor to say that Edom Zomim pay and don't get malchus, so now we flip and go over to Chov B'Chavero, right, damaging your friend. Right, Rav Shisha Bereda of Idi Amar Chov B'Chavero Nami. You could also have another Sfara, Mamona Mishalim Milko Lucky, right, that you pay money, you don't get malchus, mehacha, from here. Pazik says, V'chinatun Hashim V'naku Isha Harav Yatzudi L'Adeh, right, we mentioned this pasuk yesterday, right, if two people are fighting, right, and they hit a pregnant woman, and Rachman al Tzlan, she loses the baby. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, I'm not sure to read that, but b'mitzvah shebemisa kazu b'daver. Meaning, we're talking about a fight where they're fighting to kill each other. Right, the chiluk the pasuk says v'masoni yeh. Meaning, if he kills somebody, meaning, i.e., he kills a woman, right? But he was even though he's intending to kill the other guy. V'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Right, you take a life for a life. But even though he tried to kill the guy, he ended up killing the woman, right? So you put to death that damager, right? The person who's shooting. The Hechi Dami Gemara says just simply facts. What's the case? Medilu Asrube Amayamikto, right? If there was no warning here, you can't kill somebody based on without a warning. Alapshita de Asrube, must be that there was a warning. And if you warn someone for something serious, he's also warned for something less serious. So if you warn this guy who's, you know, with a bat in his hand, you say, hey, don't kill that guy, otherwise you'll get killed in Beis Din. Well, if he damages him, if he breaks his arm, so that is also considered to be a warning, right, to get him malchus. And the Torah says, and if you didn't kill him, right, anoshi anesh, he gets a punishment, i.e., you don't get malchus, you get money. So clearly, that mucker says, again, that the guy has mamon malchus because you warned him for malchus, even though you really warned him for misa, but you technically warned him for malchus. And the pasuk says that you pay the money instead of getting the malchus. Maskala Ravashi. Ravashi says, what do you mean? Right, that was a big jump, right? You assumed that if you warn him, don't kill that guy, you'll get put to death. We assume you're also warning him, hey, don't break his arm because you'll get malchus. Maybe it's not true. And even if you say it is true, how do you know? Fascinating. How do you know that misa is more chamor, is more serious? Dilma malchus chamor. Maybe malchus is more chamor. Why? How could you even ever think that whipping a guy is worse than death? So Amarav Rav says, fascinating phrase that, again, as perhaps you're familiar with the story of Hanani Mishal Ve'Azariah, Nebuchadnezzar made a big statue to himself, and everybody was forced to bow down. If you don't bow down, I'll kill you. Right? And Hanani Mishal Ve'Azariah decided not to bow down. They get thrown into Kivshan Eish, and sure enough, they survived. So the Gemara says here that if the threatening was not death, but it was Malchus, so then they would have bowed down. So, I mean, again, this is a whole discussion right now. What do you mean? How could they have? What do you mean? They were willing to get killed, but Malchus would have been worse. So the Gemara, as you'll see in a second, right? No, it wasn't the Malchus just like getting whipped. It was the torture. The threat of torture sometimes, right, can be more terrifying than the threat of death. I'm really, right, you could stick your neck out, but to get constantly whipped, as we'll see in a second, right, maybe that would not that would have broken them. So the Amalei Rav Sama braid the Ravasi, the Ravashi, he said. So Amalei Rav Sama braid the Ravashi. Okay, either way, it was either of Ashi's son or of Asi's son. But okay, Tachlis, what he said was, "V'lo shani l'cha ben akashi yesh l'kitzva l'akashi yem b'kitzva." What do you mean? The threat over there, what you're talking about, there's not, by Malchus and Beis Din, there's 39 lashes, and that's it. Meaning, the most you can get is 39 lashes. By Nebuchadnezzar, we're talking about beating him senseless. So, meaning, that would have been much, much more, right, maybe even that more painful, more threatening than death. But in Beis Din, right, there's a 39 lash limit, right, sometimes it's less even, right, so that is not nearly as machmir, as chomor, as misa. Maskevler of Yaakov, Mahar Pekod, from the Rav Yaakov said, okay, so this whole limud, right, if you remember, we did before, right, in Oman Aleph, where they said that you'd say nefesh takash nefesh, Right, the pasuk was ve'amasoni here. If the guy with the baseball bat does kill the woman, rachman al tzlan, v'nasadaka nefesh takas nefesh, then you kill the guy with the bat. So that's the rabbana. Ela Rabbi Meir, the Rebbe, but according to Rebbe, damar mamon ma'ikla meimar. But Rebbe says that, you know, that means, right, just like we often say in the pasuk ayin takas ayin shein takas shein, we don't mean actually popping the guy's eye out. We refer to money. So Rebbe here is also here. When you say that nefesh takas nefesh, you pay money. So that breaks apart the whole limud, because we needed that to tell me that you would kill somebody in that case. So the Gemara says Ella Amar Rav Yaakov in Harpakov Mishmi Derava Mehacha. So Rav Yaakov gives another makar that Chovu B'Chavero is going to get money instead of Malkus. Pasuk says in Yakum V'Isalich B'Chutz Amishantov V'Nika Amaka. Right? If again the two people are fighting. This is not by the pregnant woman, but two people are fighting. Someone hits him with a baseball bat, and he gets knocked out. And the public says that he's in bed, he's in the hospital. So if he gets up and walks around, so great. So then he's vini kamaka. The guy who damaged him is free, is clean. But if he dies, so then you kill him. So the Gemara says, you don't have to tell me that if the guy recovers, that you're not going to kill the guy who hit him over the head, right? Obviously. I say, Ella, rather, what do you teach me? What do? You take the guy who hit him, you put him in jail. If the guy dies, then cut lead only. So then we kill him. Right? Or they kill the guy with the bat. For Elomis, and if he doesn't die, shift to Yitain, for a part you have to pay. Right? You pay him, and he gets healed. You pay for all the damage, boshes, repoy, etc. So the Gemara says, Echidami, what's the case? So Idalo Asrube, if he didn't warn him, so Amai Mikdal. So why are we killing him? Right? It has to be a warning. So Ella, rather, Pshita must be the Asrube, that there was a warning. We do the same thing we did before. And if you warned him for death, it must be that you warned him, hey, don't break his skull, you're going to end up and not kill him, you're going to get Malkus. Vamrachmanam Torah says, Shifto Yitiv, Repo Yerpe. Apparently, this guy's Chayav Malkus. He's also Chayav Mamon. And therefore, right, you get the pasuk says you pay money, so that's the makar. So the Gemara says, "Maskevah Ravashi again, as we did before." In my demusra al davar chamar, havi musra al davar akal. How do you know that if you warn him for misa, you're also warning him for malchus? How do you know that if you warn him for the more machmir thing, you're also warning him for the more mekel thing? Delmalohavi. Maybe it's not true. Vim tinsalomar havi. And if you tell me it is true, my demisa chamura. How do you know that misa is worse? Same back and forth we had before. So I'm like, Ravsama braid the Ravasi, the Ravasi, Vamre la Ravsama braid the Ravashi, the Ravashi. Right, so he said, Velo Shani lach benaka sheishba kitzva laka shein ba shein la kitzva. Right, again, same answer. Right, that same Shaka Vatari we just had a second ago. Maskala Ravmari, if Mari says, Vimaydim mezid vini kamakatla. Now, 1 second. When the guy said, where's the pasuk? In Yakum v'salich b'chutz. So the guy gets out of the hospital. So therefore, v'nakeh hamakeh. So the guy is clean. The guy doesn't have to get killed. That's what we assumed. So how do you know that's what we're talking about? Dilma, how do you know it's b'mezid? Dilma, maybe b'shogeg. Maybe it was a b'shogeg situation where he didn't mean, didn't do it on purpose, but it was with negligence. Right? And therefore, v'nikama galus. And the pasuk really means that he doesn't have to go to galus, right? Meaning that there was no warning whatsoever, and that, therefore this is no makor whatsoever. That there's malchus and mamon and you pay mamon, etc. So the Gemara says echanami kasha. That's pretty tough. Right? We do not have an answer for that. Okay, I'm going to call it a little bit early here. I apologize. We'll make it up tomorrow. Just got something else going on pretty soon. So we'll stop here. We'll make it's a shem. We'll get there tomorrow. But it's a shem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you were listening to this.